Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Borg with you. The Ontario Racing Commission has published a piece in their newsletter that's entitled Seeking a New Model for Racing, a Conceptual Framework to a Solution. There are 6 points in it. Some are bound to raise hackles. We'll find out when we talk to the Executive Director and Chief Executive Officer of the ORC, John Blakeney, on this edition of Trot Radio. We're pleased to have Mr. Blakeney with us. Welcome to Trot Radio.
Well, thank you, Norm, for having me.
The six principles, or statements of principles, in the newsletter, did they come from the top down, or were these due to a consultative process with the grassroots of the industry? How did this come about?
Well, clearly on the standardbred side of the sport of horse racing in Ontario, there is a common or central challenge that has really emerged over the past few years, and that is halt the decline in the business and start building the business. From the ORC's perspective, the focus is on race dates, and when we started peeling back its many layers, we discover, as anyone would, it has implications for all the sport's component parts. The complexity of the challenge and the interdependence of its parts dictates a collaborative approach involving all stakeholders. And the principles have evolved out of that collaborative exercise.
Let's take them one by one very quickly, if we may. Number one is to enhance live racing and provide benefit to the agricultural sector in Ontario. The agricultural sector obviously is benefiting right now. The issue, at least to my way of thinking, would appear to be in the area of live racing. What do you hope to do to bring that to fruition?
Because we're really involved in the middle of a collaborative process, and it's very difficult to talk about specifics. The principles generally grew out of what individuals and associations submitted to an open letter that the executive director had sent out requesting concepts and ideas. The principles became a foundation for moving forward and set the pattern for discussions and dialogue around collaboration.
Okay.
Those specifics on the principles are to evolve through the collaborative process.
Okay, so we've got number two, provide a fair return on investment. Item number three, I think, would probably be the most contentious. It says here, provide customer-focused competitive racing. Here it is, by recognizing both supply and demand. People hear that, people who own the racetracks hear that, and they go, oh, they're going to cut back on our dates. Is that the anticipation?
The one of the keys to the input that's been provided by the industry is that there has to be a greater alignment of customer demand, or what customers want, and alignment with that, with the horse racing product. And that is key to moving forward in trying to resolve some of the challenges. What that actually means, Norm, in the in terms of a new model or a revised model, remains to be seen. And I think it really is one of those key focuses that has really settled out in terms of the dialogue that's gone on.
So you would not be surprised, even though nobody really knows, but you would not be surprised if we do see tracks getting reduced race dates that are more in keeping with customer demand.
That, again, is dependent on a lot of factors. And that's part of the discussion that needs to go on within the collaborative exercise that we've established.
If I may, I want to go to number four, because out of the six points, this one basically says we have to use public policy to help make harness racing self-sustaining. It says, take a self-sustaining approach using funds raised through public policy to enhance this self-sustaining economic model for horse racing. That sounds top-down to me.
The focus on sustaining the industry is an issue that is often discussed, and how sustainable horse racing in all of its forms in terms of standardbred or thoroughbred or quarter horse can be sustained over time. The focus of attention right now in the collaborative exercise is sustaining partnerships and the importance of sustaining those partnerships and growing those partnerships and allowing them to mature to help sustain horse racing in Ontario for many years to come.
When you speak of sustaining partnerships, I take it to mean the racetrack owners, the horsemen, and of course the ORC and so on, correct? OLG for that matter?
That's correct.
Okay. Because we all know that without OLG, a lot of these tracks would be, well, they'd be gone. I mean, you look at a Sudbury, for example. I mean, there's a track that, you know, on a good day may attract 100 people. And it goes, again, to the point about supply and demand. So this promises to be a very interesting process. So you talk about a collaborative approach. Is the commission putting together working groups or meetings with various partners now to say, okay, this is what we have to do. Are we agreed? Because, boy, if you can get a group of horse people to agree on anything, you're a greater man than I.
We have taken significant steps in terms of establishing a true collaborative process, and it's not simply the Ontario Racing Commission, but it involves racetracks, it involves horse people groups, and the component parts basically of the sport of horse racing. Right now we're focused on the standardbred side, and I'm encouraged by the productive discussions and dialogue that's going on. I respect the fact that some are having perhaps and will have difficulty with the concept of significant change, but it's really a time for innovative and creative thinking and a process that can encourage that type of dialogue to happen.
Is there a time frame that you wish to work with to say, okay, by this date, we want to have a new framework to implement from these ongoing discussions?
We who have been involved in this since perhaps the latter part of 2009 are really cognizant of the fact that time is short, action is necessary. This is a window of opportunity we have to act and to come together and come up with a solution that will meet the challenges the industry and the sport face.
So not a hard time frame yet, but whatever time frame it is, it'll be a short one.
We have to act quickly. How quickly it will depend on that collaborative process and what it produces.
It'll be interesting to see where it goes. Certainly, these are tumultuous times in our industry. On another matter, Mr. Blakeney, the bulletproof ORC hearing, has there been a date set for that?
Our legal counsel is working with Bulletproof's counsel to work out possible hearing dates. That process is going on. To my knowledge and my understanding, there's no firm date that's been set. We have been working with them on disclosure of evidence and so on.
All right, we'll look to see what happens there. Mr. Blakeney, the CEO and Executive Director of the ORC, thank you so much for being on Trot Radio, and appreciate you coming on.
It's been a pleasure, Norm.